Hey everyone, this is Philip, and this is the best of the week for the Everyday Fighter podcast. Sometimes when you're going on a path, you know, you see, okay, I'm going to get to that top of that mountain, right? Well, then you have switchbacks sometimes. Now, if you're not familiar with that, say we have some mountains we go to here once in a while when it gets snowy in Southern California, go to Big Bear. And up on, you know, on the way up for that mountain, we're not going just straight up the mountain, especially in our little car, right? They put switchbacks in there. So maybe you, instead of going straight up the mountain, which is nearly impossible to do, the road now goes back and forth, left and right, across the mountainside. It's a longer road, you know, in terms of distance, even though it's covering, like, you know, in terms of just vertical motion, it's covering the same amount of height, of elevation. The road itself has to go left and right, back and forth, because it's safer, right? It makes more sense that way. It'll get us to our destination in a way that makes more sense if we're looking to get there in a safe way. So that, and that's the same type of thing with this, is that, you know, it may look like we're going completely opposite of the what we were learning in the first month, but we're still getting to the same destination. It's just a matter of giving ourselves permission. Oh, there's a turn now. We got to do almost like a U-turn to get to that, you know, at this end of the switchback, and now go to, you know, the opposite direction while still increasing our elevation all the way through.
I don't know if I ever even expressed to him that I wanted to do it. I know after I took like a month-long class at a middle school when I was in elementary school, and I was kicking at him while he was doing the dishes one day because I knew he, you know, I'm like, come on, Dad. I know a few things. Let's fight.
Yeah.
Let's fight, you know. I can take you because I did a month of karate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember this transformed my entire life. And I'm still afraid of my dad, even though he's way smaller than I am at this point and walks with a cane. But he's washing his dish. He never looked up. I'm kicking at him. And in a blink of an eye, he's got his fingers wrapped around my throat. They're touching behind my Adam's apple. And he kept grabbing his dish. And he said, boy, are you going to let me finish my dishes or I'm going to have to rip your throat out? I said, you can finish your dishes. It was more, you know, throaty and spitty because yeah. He was choking me essentially. Yeah. But I remember in that moment, I was like, wow, this dude didn't even look at me. he didn't even glance to see where I was. Yeah. But somehow he grabbed right a hold of my neck.
Uh-huh. He got those manuals that you were getting. he had the secret now.
And it's funny because my whole life, basically, if I have a threat, like just messing around threat, my friends would tell you it's the, I'm going to rip your throat out. And that's, everybody thinks it's Roadhouse, but no, it's from Stephen Pearson. It's from my dad. washing the dishes.
Oh, that's great.
Because I thought that's the scaredest or the most scared that I've ever been. And it was legit.
Mm.
I knew he wasn't going to kill me, but I wasn't sure he wasn't going to really hurt me.
Right. there was a level of risk there. It was very real.
Yeah. And there was a level of badassery. Sorry if I can't say that on your
no you're good, man.
Podcast. There was a level of badassery in that moment that I had not attained or witnessed in live and in person.
and I could only imagine that coming from your dad too. I mean that takes it to a completely different level, I would think.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like, oh yeah, it's on TV and there's like a kind of a separation there. Like, not only is this real life, not only is this viscerally in front of my face right now, but it is the guy that I came from.
yeah. And he was just so cool and calm.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't even mad at me. It was just like, dude, leave me alone. And I left him alone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was still like he was upset about it. It was like it was literally just that blip in that moment in time that he really showed me. And honestly, I think about that all the time, and I always have, because it just made an impression. And, you know, I've always known that he was really into it when he was younger, before I was alive. So it's definitely always been a part of who I am. And I'm sure it's a big piece of what's drawn me to martial arts my entire life.